So I can't keep my mouth shut. I got to clap my hands. I got to stomp my feet. I got to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Can I get a witness in here? Does anybody have to praise him? Does anybody have to magnify him? Does anybody have to glorify him? When I think about how good the Lord is, you better open your mouth and praise him right now. You may never have this opportunity to do it again. Your toxic mess could have destroyed you. No shortcuts. Because shortcuts always produce an enemy. No shortcuts, because the easy way is not the best way, and God 9 times out of 10 will make you go the hard way. But now I come to the end. That God does not allow shortcuts, because the shortcut is never the place of your blessing. If they had taken the short route and gone within Philistine borders, if they had traveled through Philistine country, that's not where the blessing is. The blessing is through the Red Sea into the land of promise, to a hill called Sinai. Because it's at the summit of Sinai that Moses would go to receive the law. So if they had gone through Philistine country, taken the shortcut, and out of fear gone back to Egypt, they would have never gone through the desert. They would have never passed through the Red Sea, and they would have never reached the summit called Sinai, where they got the Ten Commandments, those moral, ethical, spiritual laws by which we are still held accountable today. It is not in the shortcut that the blessing comes. Let me illustrate it. The blessing comes to where God brings you out. Where was the first blessing? The first blessing was in the desert. He took them through the desert. The desert is a dry, arid place. So the desert represents the place of God's provision. That when you are in a desert place, always know that God is your Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. I know it looks dark. I know it looks difficult. But God will provide in a desert place. Can I get a witness? Not only will God provide in a desert place, but look, the record says that when they get to the Red Sea, there is no highway. The waters are there, swollen before Israel. And in the distance are Pharaoh's charioteers. But God said, Moses, stop complaining. Come out your pity party. What you got in your hand? He said, I got a rod. God said, stretch it out. And the waters parted. And God backed up Pharaoh's charioteers so that God's children could walk through the Red Sea unto dry land. If desert is the place of provision, then the Red Sea is the place of deliverance. Right about now, I wish I was in a Pentecostal church. Avis, right about now, I wish I was in an apostolic church. I wish I wasn't up here with you, Sedidi Baptist. Because the minute I would have said deliverance in a Pentecostal church, the minute I said deliverance in an apostolic church, people would have jumped up and like popcorn, because they know that God just ain't any kind of deliverer. But honey, he's a strong deliverer. Oh, I see, he ain't never delivered you from somebody. He ain't never delivered you from something. Can I preach it like I feel it? You ain't saved unless God has delivered you from something or somebody. Your salvation says that God has picked you up, picked you out, turned you around, and put your feet on solid ground. Anybody here ever been delivered? I said, anybody here ever been delivered? And when you think about what and who God delivered you from, you can't keep your mouth shut. Because you know if you had stayed there a little while longer, you might not be in the park tonight. So if I were you, I'd take about 35 seconds right now and praise God for your place and your blessing of deliverance. right or to shout. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did it? Glory! The desert is the place of provision. The Red Sea is the place of deliverance. But Sinai is the place of the word. And I need the word tonight. I said, I need the word. I thank God for your choir, but I need the word. I thank God for your praise team, but I need the word. I thank God for your instrumentation, but I need the word. Does anybody need the word? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Does anybody need the word? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Does anybody need the word? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Does anybody need the word? Well, I want to help you. Even the word tried to take a shortcut. Don't beat yourself up. Don't shackle yourself. Because the Bible that I read tells me that the word, the Logos, who becomes Rhema, tried to take a shortcut. You remember that night he went into the Garden of Gethsemane and he fell down on his knees and he said, Father, I'm about ready to have a hissy fit in here. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. I've looked in the cup and I don't like what I see. I see a disciple who will betray me, and I see another one who will deny me, and I see a crown of thorns. I see a spike that will go in my feet, and I see nails that will go in my hand, and I see a pointed tip of a spear that will go in my side. And he asked the Father, not once, not twice, but three times, Father, if it be possible, can I take the shortcut? And I love this about God. God doesn't even answer him. Didn't your mama and your daddy teach you that when somebody asks you something, the polite thing, the courteous thing is for you to respond? The Father never responds. And you know why? Because the Father was telling the Son in his silence, we already dealt with this. Before you left the right hand of the throne and came down through 42 generations and tiptoed through the back door of human history, before you gestated in the womb of a virgin and dropped from her womb in 9 months, we already dealt with this. You came into the world not just to preach, not just to teach, not just to perform the supernatural, but you were born so that you might die. Can I lay something on you? God was telling Jesus, before there was a world, I had you die in the foundation of the world. Because before the foundation of the world, the Bible says that there was a primordial scream, which means that Calvary is nothing more than the historical reenactment of a spiritual reality that had already occurred. I wish somebody understood what I was trying to say. In other words, you've already died from the foundation of the world, but I'm going to give you power to stand up against it on Calvary. Aren't you glad that the word did not take a shortcut? God said, I'll bring you out of it. I'm going to help somebody right through here. You think you can't make it through the desert? Hang in there a little while longer, because if God could raise Jesus from the dead, God can bring you out of your funk, and God can bring you out of your desert, and God can help you make it through your Red Sea. I'm going to help somebody in here. You ought to praise God right about here, because even though the road gets rough and even though the load gets tough, I know somebody who is able to prop you up on every leaning side. I know it's Monday and you're tired and you're weary and you're fatigued, but can I get a Sunday morning shout on a Monday night? Because there are some things I might never have discovered about God had I not gone in my Calvary. But I thank God tonight that he is able. Does anybody know he's able? I said he's able to bring you through your trouble. He's able to bring you through your trial. He's able to bring you through your tribulation. I said he's able to help you through your temptation. He's able to help you with your headache, your heartache, and your heartbreak. He's able to bring you through your calamity, through your catastrophe, through your situation, and through your predicament. Can somebody slap five with somebody and look them dead in the eye and tell them with all you got, I never would have made it if the Lord had not been on my side. I never would have made it. And because I made it, I'm stronger, I'm better, and I'm wiser. Is anybody in the park tonight a little bit stronger, a little bit better, a little bit wiser because you've been through hell? You ought to thank God that you've been to hell and back. And I came out of hell tonight to let somebody know that he walks with me, and that he talks with me, and that he tells me that I am his own. I feel like preaching now. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Can somebody shout right now? After all I've been through, I still got joy. After all the hell I've been through, I still got joy. After the hard times I've had, I still got joy. When I think about my midnight hours, I still got it. I still got it. If you got it, step out in the aisle. Jump up and down. Shake somebody's hand like you about to shake it off. Tell somebody, I still got joy. I still got joy. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Say yeah. 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 Don't you act like it.